Hello, everybody. It's Marcy from wavesofcommunication.com. Welcome to another episode of the Language Facilitation Helpline podcast, and thank you for tuning in today. The fastest results come when you enjoy the process of language facilitation. Hello, language facilitators. My name is Marcy. I'm an intuitive speech-language pathologist from wavesofcommunication.com. Thank you so much for joining me. This is an unusual time for me to be going live, and it's all because of this week's topic. So I'm not going to be able to do my regular live Q&A on Thursday because there is a hurricane coming right to where I am living. And what I'm going to be talking about today, I was inspired to share with you 10 strategies to help sensitive kids during big storms. So this is a big storm that's barreling towards Florida. It's not unusual for us to get big storms. We live in a hurricane area. So if you happen to live in an area that gets lots of storms, it doesn't matter if it's hurricanes. You could be in Tornado Alley. You could get flash floods. You could get lots of different events, weather events that potentially happen in your area on a regular basis. On a regular basis means that you have before had those warning signs and guidance to go ahead and prepare for these big events. And so what I want to do is add this video to your list of information sources that you're going to consult when a big storm is predicted to come your way. And I have 10 strategies that you can use if there is a storm coming. And even if there's not a storm coming, you can use these 10 strategies as a theme. You can use them as a theme to talk about storms when storm season is approaching. So I'm recording this right now in late September, which is the height of hurricane season right here in Florida. But this is going to be appropriate whenever you have storms in your life. All right. So I'm not going to be doing much Q&A today. I'm going to be getting to these tips so that I can pack up and evacuate my Waves of Communication mobile home to get out to the storm. So I hope you enjoy these tips. Let's get started with them. Number one is this one, where you are going to be introducing the concept of the storm. If it's tornadoes where you live, if it's hurricanes where you live, you want to introduce the concept of this storm through education, just talking about storms, not the storm that's coming, the storms in general. You want to give details about the potential storm phenomena that you could experience. The wind, the rain, the flooding, the power outages. And you want to use video and images to describe these phenomena, the things that is going to happen that don't happen on an everyday basis, but happen during storms. And you want to use video and images to describe these typical development and events, which means that we get these cones of probability and we can watch where they go and we watch how they change. And then we see if it's a level one, a level two, a level three. There are lots of examples of what those storms look like. If you just go on YouTube and you search category one storm, category four storm, you can see what they look like. You'll see the palm trees falling sideways. For these tornadoes, you'll see areas that are perfectly fine and other areas that there's a stretch of destruction. So remember, those images show us why it's important for us to be vigilant and understand what we're dealing with. And we are dealing with phenomena, weather phenomena, and you can use your language facilitation to describe these phenomena. Get into the technical terms that they use on the channels, because that's how we all become our own mini weather experts. And your lay talker may really like these ideas. Okay, let's get into number two. And that is to use a calendar to track the storm and talk about how many days and nights you will be affected. So if you're going to be sheltering, or if you're turning it, you know, you're going to be evacuating, how many days will you be there? You'll circle those days. Here is today. And as you predict the storm coming out, we know with these hurricanes days and days ahead that they're going to be impacting our area. So we can look, no storm here, no storm here. There comes storm. These are storm days. And then maybe the sun will come out here. But remember, with these kinds of storms, you also have to figure into your schedule days after the storm where there will be cleanup. Maybe the storm will be done and the sun will be shining, but you still can't go back to your house or because the roads are blocked or the power's down or things like that. So you'll want to talk about that every day. And then after the storm, talk about when are we going to be able, as you update your information, update your calendar. And that information helps sensitive kids feel better about their circumstances when they come up. Okay, let's do the number three strategy I have for you. And it is about talking about the energy of the storm using emotional descriptions. I just heard our governor in Florida use this today, where he was talking about these angry waves that are going to be crashing into and destroying everything in their wake. Like, that's an emotional thing to think about. Some kids are really curious about these storms and curious about the strength and the power behind them. And they are not necessarily a happy, calm situation. In fact, you can feel the barometric pressure keying up all the people in the community. So talking about the energy of storms using emotional language helps your child relate to what's going on around them. People are freaking out as they prep and they gather things. Some people are stressed, other people are not. And your child's going to be feeling all these things and using these storms, the description, like you can see them in these little graphics I put on that video, how they look, that to be feeling a certain way. Okay, let's do the next one. And this is number four. We're moving in to discuss how the storm is serious, because these are serious situations, and how we need to be smart as a family and concerned and prepared. It's smart to be concerned and prepared, because that's how we ride through the storms no matter what happens. And you want to talk about the potential effects. This is the worst case scenario, best case scenario, things like that, that happen in storms, because they see it on the news. They see these images of floods and fires and all these kinds of things. And you want to talk about what you have planned to protect the important people and possessions that are in your life. We are going to our shelter. We're locking things up. We're bringing things inside. We're taking our important things with us so that they don't get wet or blown away or whatever, right? Explain how you are taking. We know that these things can potentially cause big things. And, you know, even if we do lose things, these are our most important things and we're going to protect them, especially if you know ahead that the storm is coming. It's really reassuring to know that our most important friends, people, family, and possessions even too are protected and safe. And that helps them feel better. Okay, moving into some more tips here. The next one is this, where you're going to involve your child in the preparation for the storm and share the reasons for all your decisions about the items that you prioritize. Remember, we're picking our favorite thing because we don't have room in the car for everything. And these are the things we need to prioritize, because we need flashlights and toilet paper, and we've got to take care of the important pets and people who need extra consideration. Our senior friends and family and our animals and all of those important things that you are currently taking care of. Tip number six is to give the child their own source of light and something to hold for comfort. So we're going to show them how to use and become responsible for keeping track of their own survival kit. So you're not going to restrict your child's use of their comfort foods and comfort tools and their light. Whenever they want to use their light, they're going to be able to do that. Number 7 is try noise-canceling headphones and homemade forts to create a feeling of shelter and protection for kids who typically react to loud and chaotic environments. So that's what you're going to do. Tip number 7, because sensitive kids might be sensitive to the noise and all that stuff. And these are just some accommodations that you're going to have, just like you did the lights and the comfort things that they have. These are things that you are really addressing the very specific issues that they have with the storm, the noise or the feeling of chaos, right? Okay, moving into number 8 is you're going to talk about what you will do, all of you, you're going to do together as a group to keep you occupied while you shelter and wait through the storm. And then you're also going to talk about what to expect if something scary happens suddenly. So this family on the left, they've got their stuff together. They've got their plan. They're hunkering down. They're reading their books. They've got their flashlight out. And this family on the right, they've gone into their little shelter in place area and they're getting their pets in the carrier and they're doing what's necessary because things have gotten dicey in their world and they've got to move into the more extreme protective measures that they're taking. And so that's what you want to do. What's going to happen when the power goes out? We get our flashlights. When we get the notification on the phone, we go into our shelter place. Okay. So these are the things that are going to help your late talker understand what's expected when they start to get, we get these notifications that things get bad. Okay. Moving into number 9 here is that you're going to choose one media source that you like that has good visuals, where there's actual people talking about their experience, like this lady in the raincoat, and they're sharing updates, frequent updates, the breaking news as the storm tracks, as we get more data, as we find out about outages and openings and closings and all those things. And you want to update this every 2 hours. As you are updating yourself, you want to update everyone. And then as things get really strong, you want to increase the frequency of your check-ins on these media sources so that you are making sure that everyone is staying informed, including this child. And then you're going to remind them about tornado sirens and emergency alerts on your phone. When we hear the noise on the phone, that's when it's time to go change. And remember, we're using these information sources together with your late talker so that they see how it goes. All right, moving into number 10 here. You're going to discuss the roles and responsibilities of everyone involved before, during, and after the storm. And this is your unique ongoing opportunity to empower and educate your child to respond to storms safely and without fear. Thank you, technology. I think that's my sign to let you know that these videos, no matter what's going on in the storm, I hope you have a chance to keep safe and use this opportunity. Just like I said in that number 10 tip, this is your chance to engage in a topic of focus. We talk in the workbook about choosing a specific topic of focus to dial in specific vocabulary: storm surge, floodplain, evacuation zone, alert, emergency alert. These are vocabulary that your late talker needs to learn, especially if you live in an area where all of these storms are happening. And the way storms track and the procedures that you do, they're watching all of this stuff around you. So your best way, all of these are connected experiences where you have the opportunity to join your late talker in their experience, their sensitive experience during this big storm, and help them ride through the emotions they feel with knowledge and community, you know, joint experiences where everybody's mission is the same. We're staying safe, we're staying protected, and these little missions are your language facilitation source of connection and opportunity. So I know storms aren't very fun, but this is your opportunity to use all of the experiences in your life, even the scary ones, for language facilitation, because remember, late talkers need to learn to talk about everything that happens in their life. And if you live in a storm area, this is one of those things that you can be prepared for. Okay, I'm headed off now to do my pack up, get myself evacuated and off to a shelter place where I'm going to be safe. So stay tuned to the Waves of Communication channel, because I'm not sure when the next live video is coming. I'll depend on the storm. But this Thursday's Q&A just got bumped up a few days early. And that's one of the things that we can do to prepare for a storm. Get all of our hard work done so that we can relax and ride the waves as they come in. With a whole range of Waves of Communication resources, from free content to customized coaching, you now have access to everything you need to elevate spoken language to infinite success. You are welcome to get your journey started with my 11-week language facilitation Journey to Speech workbook. You can access this workbook and all of the language facilitation resources on my website, wavesofcommunication.com.